الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به والمنخنقة والموقوذة والمتردية والنطيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما ذكيتم وما ذبح على النصب وأن تستقسموا بالأزلام ذلكم فسق. اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فمن اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists for us certain things, animals, etc. that's made haram upon this ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the first thing that is made unlawful is al-maytah. حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةِ. Al-maytah means carrion. Carrion is haram upon you. With the exception of fish and locusts, because this is mentioned in a hadith as well. وَالدَّمْ, flowing blood, this is also haram upon you. وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ, and the flesh of the swine, this is also haram upon you. وَمَا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ, that animal that was slaughtered with some other name other than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was not slaughtered in the name of Allah. That animal is also haram upon you. وَالْمُنْخَنِقَ, that animal that died by strangulation. So the animal was strangled to death. That animal also one cannot consume. وَالْمَوْقُوذَةُ, that animal that died by a blow. Perhaps you took a asa, a staff or a stick, and you struck it, and in that one blow that animal died. Or perhaps it got whipped or something and it died through that. That animal is impermissible for you to consume. وَالْمُتَرَدِّيَةُ, that animal that fell headlong from a high place and the animal died. That animal is haram upon you. وَالنَّطِيحَةُ, that animal that died by goring. In other words, it was butted by another animal. Maybe that was so severe and so shadid that it caused this animal to die. So then this animal also becomes haram upon you. وَمَا أَكَلَ السَّبُعُ, all what predatory animals eat, for example, lion consumed from some place, or a tiger, etc. You cannot eat that. إِلَّا مَا ذَكَّيْتُمْ, the only time one can eat these animals that are halal is when a person makes ذَبَح, when a person slaughters an animal rightfully. In other words, he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. Then it becomes halal upon you. Then Allah says, وَمَا ذُبِحَ عَلَى النُّسُبِ, those animals that were slaughtered in front of the idols. In other words, it was done for the idol's sake. That also becomes haram. How can you eat that? Allah says, وَأَن تَسْتَقْسِمُوا بِالْأَزْلَامِ, one more thing that is also haram upon you, that is where you determine your shares through arrows. Where you determine your shares through arrows. What does this mean? In the days of Jahiliyyah, the Arabs, pagan Arabs, they would go to the keeper of the Kaaba who would keep, he would keep arrows in his quiver, and on these arrows there used to be either the word yes or no written on these different arrows that he had, 7 arrows. So they would determine the knowledge of their future by picking up one arrow. So say supposedly somebody decided to embark upon something. How does he know if that thing he's embarking upon has in it khair for him or not? So he would go to this keeper of the Kaaba and he would ask him to remove one arrow from that quiver. And if yes was written, for example, then he knew he's doing something that is good. If no was written, he would abstain from doing that. So determining the future was done through these arrows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is also something that is unlawful. ذَلِكُمْ فِسْقْ, that is rebellion. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنَ. Allah says, today the kuffar, they have given up. They have lost hope from you ever turning away from your deen and entering into their deen. So do not fear them anymore. Fear me only. Allah says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, Today I've completed your deen. Your deen is kamil. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have completed my favors upon you. That means the teachings of deen as well. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am pleased with deen al-Islam as a religion for you. Then Allah says, فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ فِي مَخْمَصَةٍ غَيْرَ مُتَجَانِفٍ لِإِثْمٍ. Whoever was forced due to starvation, but this does not refer to any ordinary type of starvation. It means when a person is ala, is qareeb or ala washkil maut, if he does not consume anything, he perhaps will fall dead, he will die. So Allah says, whoever is forced to partake of any of the above, for example, carrion, غَيْرَ مُتَجَانِفٍ لِإِثْمٍ, without his heart inclining towards doing any sin, then remember, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Had he took some small amount just to barely keep himself, just for him to survive, then indeed let him know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful for what he had consumed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yastur.